Alleluia.
We thank God for another day that He has made. I welcome you all once again in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We are about to listen to His word. And as we all know, this program is all about prayer conference and revival. And we started yesterday and today, and we will end it Sunday. So as I bring my word to you, let us all bow down our heads and pray. Our Heavenly God, Father, the Lord, we thank you once again. We thank you for being with us. We thank you that you are always with us, O Lord. That the Lord, we thank you for your wonderful word each and every day you bring to us. That the Lord, today we are about to listen to your word, O Lord. That the Lord, I pray that I am in front of your people, your children, your servants. I pray that the Lord, you use me as an empty vessel and speak through me to your children. That the Lord, we will be the partaker of your word and we will practice it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 So, like I said, it is a prayer conference and revival week, which we started Friday, and we have a theme for this gathering, and our theme is Pray Without Season.
Amen.
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 And we will find this in the book of 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. So if you have your Bible, let us all open to 1 Thessalonians 5. But we will read chapter 5, 12 to 18. Amen. So I will read NIV version. Amen. Are you all there? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 to 17. I read. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. 13. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other, and we urge you, brethren, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone, make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. 16. Be joyful always. 17. Pray continuously. 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 When we read, so our main theme is the chapter 17. In my NIV, it is stated, pray continuously. But when you look at the King James Version, it says, pray without ceasing. Amen.
Amen.
Pray without ceasing. And this is, this passage that we read is from Apostle Paul to the people of Philippians, to how they can please God, how they can live with one another. Amen.
Amen.
So he gave a constructions that they should love one another, they should help the one who is weak, encourage the one who is not that active. So in this case, and also he added that they should pray without ceasing. When we say pray without ceasing, it could be very confusing a little bit, that how can we pray without ceasing? Like, when we take season, what does the word season mean? It's like, season means like non-stop. Let me say it like a non-stop. So if Paul is saying to the people they should pray non-stop, it's like coming here and praying and then you're not stopping. But it is not like that. It's saying that pray without ceasing is like carrying God's word always within you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Wherever you go, you are thinking about God. You think about God, knowing that God is with you always, that in everything that you do, you pray, you meditate, wherever you go, you stand up, you meditate, wherever you go, if the school that you are going, you think about Lord, and if it is work, you think about Him. When you come back home, you are always in remembrance of Him. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so what does why actually the apostle was saying that they should pray without ceasing? When we take the word prayer is it's like a weapon for Christians. It is a tool that Christians use to do things. Amen. Amen. Prayer is something that Christians we need to cherish about, because why do we actually pray and why should we pray continuously? Prayer, number one, prayer, by doing that, we do not fall into temptation. Amen.
Amen.
When you pray, you do not fall into temptation. Let us open our Bible to Matthew 26:41. Matthew 26. If you are there, you can read. 26:41. Matthew 26:41.
Watch and pray that ye enter not in temptation. The spirit indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 41. It says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Amen.
Amen.
So, as Christians, we need to pray. We need to pray everywhere, in anything that we do, we need to pray for us not to fall into temptation. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus with his disciples were there, Jesus went and prayed. When he came back, he saw his disciples sleeping. And he was like, why are you sleeping? Stand up, arise. Because if as a Christian, you always have to be prepared. You always have to be prepared. But unfortunately enough, we Christians, sometimes we wait till something is there, if a situation comes, and then we start praying about it. But we really have to be prepared anytime. So one of it is overcoming temptations. Temptations could be maybe if you are meditating God, if you are praying unconditionally, if you are meditating God always, when a brother step on your toes, because you are in the spirit, because if you are praying continuously, you are in the spirit always. So if someone stepped on your toes, like, you will not even think about the pain that you have. You will just say, oh, so if the person says sorry, you'll be like, oh, that's okay, because you are concentrating on what you are thinking of. So you are constantly thinking about God. So if someone does something, you don't even pay attention to it. But if you are not in thought of God, when somebody steps on your toes, you'll be like, ow, get out, watch out, what are you doing? Do you understand? Do you get me? So something like that. And also, if you are in the spirit always, or you are praying continuously, it's like whenever you get a call from a friend or anything, it could be, let me say, we the youth at times, when you are there doing nothing, a friend can call you like, oh, Ruth, what are you doing? So that, oh, I'm not doing anything. Oh, let's go here and chill. But because the spirit is within you always, and where the friend is inviting you to go, you have the you have something telling you that, no, I shouldn't go. I should stay home, or I have maybe something else to do. Sometimes because we are not in the spirit always, we go and we face maybe trouble, or we face any other stuff.
A temptation comes.
A temptation will come. Amen.
Amen.
To do what you are not supposed to do. Amen.
Amen.
And secondly, also praying continuously. It is a Christian weapon. Let me say it like that. It is like a soldier with his armor, or a hunter with his gun. So as we Christian, it is prayer, it is our weapon.
Amen.
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 Because a hunter cannot go to the farm with empty handed, saying, I'm going to hunt a meat home. Amen.
Amen.
So when we come to church, not only church, but example, when we come to church, we come and pray. Because we are going to ask something. And asking something from God is through prayers. Amen.
Amen.
So when you have your weapon with you, your prayer with you, you are always, number three, also in communication with God. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer is also a tool of communicating with God. Back in the days before Christ, Abraham and Jacob time, they used to communicate with God. They used to pray, but God come and talk to them, sit and have a conversation with them. Amen. This is what we need as Christians. We need to threefold, like the Mutarena Felano, we have to desire for it to have a conversation with God. Amen.
Amen.
As in the olden days, when you are always in the spirit, when you are always meditating, when you are always in prayers, you feel that God is with you. And anything that you ask for, the Lord will do it. It's like I said earlier, if you come in a situation and then you start praying, and you'll be praying, and like you get tired, and you'll be like, God is not listening to you. But we need to prepare ourselves for the future. And preparing ourselves for the future is also by praying. So if I'm right now, if I say I'm determined to do something next year, I will not wait till next year come and I will start praying. But from now, you start meditating, you start asking God, you start communicating with God through prayers. Amen.
Amen.
And God will listen to you. And if by doing so, always, God is with us. But if you meditate about God, it pleases God. Amen.
Amen.
It pleases God. Amen. And God will also give you what you want without even asking. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So as a Christian, we really, really have to be in the spirit. We really have to pray continuously. And what Apostle said that we should, he was giving condition how to please God and how to be with our fellow brothers. Amen. And he said many things, and one of the things that we took from it is the praying continuously. As a Christian, we need to pray continuously. Amen. He said many things like loving each other, encouraging each other, but in all we have to pray continuously. So this evening we are about to pray. We will pray, and we pray that the Lord will come and have mercy upon us and grant us the ability, the spirit of prayer, so that we will pray without ceasing. We will pray continuously, and whatever God wants us to do, that He will give to us. Amen.
Amen.
And also, I urge or plead us all that we will take this very this passage or this theme into practice, and that we should not be just listeners. We come here, we listen because it is so sweet in our ears, and when we get out from here, we just do whatever we were doing. So let us put this into practice. Let us put the praying without ceasing into practice. Just try it. That each and every day you are thinking about God, you are in the Spirit, you are in the Spirit. That I believe that God will surely bless us as a father and a son in our one house. Whatever you do that pleases your father, your father will give you more. Your father will love you more. It's not that your father doesn't love you, but it's like you do things that please him, and he enjoys it. So one of the things that our God in heaven, or our Father in heaven, makes him happy is just to be with him constantly, praying and having him in our mind. Amen.
Amen.
One thing is also that we should not joke with our Christianity. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't joke with our Christianity. In everything that we do, we have to know that we are Christian, and we are God's people, we are God's children, we are God's property. So we need to be in our faith. Amen.
Amen.
So praying continuously is a thing that is actually a must that we have to do, so that we will not fall astray. Amen.
Amen.
As young as we are, prayer has to be our number one target. Amen.
Amen.
And we should let the things that we see not tempt us to go astray with God's word. I don't know if you understand me. It's like we are young, we see things going on in this world, the media, social medias, things that people are doing, that we see it, we love it, and we desire for it. But God said He has given us all. He has given us everything. He has given us everything. It's because maybe this one is snapping a picture with a good car, with a fancy house, with a fancy dress. Doesn't mean we don't have it. Amen.
Amen.
So let us not focus on what people are doing, what people are putting on the social media. They might deceive you. But always be in God. Always pray continuously. Always be in the Spirit with God. And when you are with God, when you abide with Him, the Lord will surely bless you. Because our reward is not here on the earth. Our reward is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
So if you think about the worldly things, things that is going on, things that my friend is doing that I am not, I don't have the right to do it. So don't be bothered. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be bothered at all. Your time will come. Because God has time for everyone. So what I want to give to you is that we all have to be very careful. We all have to stay focused. We all have to stay in touch with God. Amen.
Amen.
Let us read let us all read Psalm 1. Psalm 1, verse 1. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 6. Amen. I read. man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. Amen.
Amen.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 So, this passage is saying that blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. So, if you are in Christ, you are blessed. So, we should not walk with people that are living in sin, and also we should not sit in the seat of mockers. Mockers is like someone who makes jokes, unnecessary jokes in Christ. Like, he used God's name and make jokes, or he used like something that is very cherished and very vulnerable for God, and he will just use it and he will make jokes about it. And you will sit there and you know how it's funny. It's not funny. Okay, so don't sit in the seat of these people. Like, when you come to church, you have to be serious. I remember a friend of mine, he's a Muslim. Whenever you say something about the Quran or whatever, you will have trouble with him, because he is, well, devoted Muslim. So are we to do so. We have to be devoted Christian. Everything that we do, we have to be serious. And if anyone is joking about the Lord Jesus Christ or anything concerning about your belief, you just have to set them straight. Because you are meditating the God, you are always in God thoughts. So put God always in your mind. And whenever things are going wrong, are going bad, you will see it, you will feel it, you will know it, and you will and it will please God. Amen. So this is what the Lord says to us all, that we have to be prayerful and pray continuously, pray endlessly. Amen.
Amen.
God bless us all.
Amen. Amen. Amen.